Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today, we unlock the Bookie Mastering the Market Cycle. We are all familiar with the cycles of Mother Nature. The periodic pattern of the sun rising from the east to the west gives us an innate sense of direction. If we get lost in the forest, we can rely on the sun's position to navigate our way out. The cycle of the four seasons reminds us of the stages in life. The melting of ice and snow signals the birthing process. The scorching sun in summer runs parallel to the fires of youth and vitality. The golden crops in autumn illustrate harvest season and maturity. And finally, both nature and life fall into dead silence during the winter, while seeds are planted for the next round of seasons. Since nature's cycles are reliably predictable, people can adjust their lives accordingly. If economic activities followed similar patterns, investors could better understand market signals and follow the cyclical trends, thereby making wiser investment decisions to yield higher returns. When the cycle favors investors, an individual can increase their bets and investments to expand their portfolio. Likewise, when the investment environment is unfavorable, money can be withdrawn from the market to increase the defensive nature of the investment portfolio. Mastering the market cycle summarizes the patterns of various economic cycles and investors' psychological behaviors, helping its readers to interpret market signals and adjust their investment strategies based on these patterns to maximize their profits. We break down the book's content into three parts. Part 1, Understanding Cycles. Part 2, What Every Successful Investor Should Know. Part 3, Using Cycles to Make Good Investments. Part 1, Understanding Cycles. Marx defines a cycle as the oscillation of things around a midpoint or secular trend. His book investigates cyclical trends in the economy. For example, at the macroeconomic level, we can see a pattern of economic rise, reaching a peak, downward movement, hitting a low, then returning to another high, ad infinitum. If we used a graph to visualize this cycle, we would get a curve that fluctuates up and down, around the central axis. This up and down fluctuation forms the basic pattern of the cycle. Cycles mentioned in this book, including the economic cycle, the cycle in profits, and the credit cycle all follow this basic up and down fluctuation pattern. A cycle tends to return to the mean, in other words, when it rises or falls to an extreme level, it will reverse trajectory and return to the direction of the average. This trend of moving towards the mean is the first characteristic of a cycle. But when something reaches the mean, it will not remain there, but will instead continue moving in one direction until it reaches the extreme point, before changing direction once again. The stock market follows such a trend. When the market returns from an undervalued level to a fairly priced level, it will not remain stationary but will continue to rise until it reaches an overvalued level and ushers in a new round of decline. We often hear investors state that a big drop must follow a big rise, that essentially describes a cyclical change that returns to the mean after reaching an extreme. In addition to returning to the mean, cycles have another feature, a cause and effect relationship in the movement of a cycle. What does that mean? Simply put, the events that occur in a cycle do not occur sequentially, but one event can trigger another event. The Black Monday on October 19, 1987, and the subsequent collapse in global stock markets illustrate this causal relationship. On the Friday before Black Monday, October 16, the New York stock market fell 91 points, or about 5%, after a record high that summer. However, due to the time difference between the East and West coasts of the United States, the East Coast of New York was the last to open and close. Therefore, the plunge in the New York stock market did not immediately affect other domestic markets. However, on October 19, the Monday of the following week, the Hong Kong stock market was directly impacted by the New York stock market. It fell by 420.81 points, or more than 10%, on the same day, which in turn shook neighboring markets, and the Asia-Pacific stock markets fell across the board. When the domino effect caused by the plunge in the New York stock market spread across the globe and returned to New York on October 19, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted by 508 points, a drop of more than 20%. In this case, the New York stock market collapse was the cause, and the decline in both the Hong Kong and the Asia-Pacific stock markets were the result. Events in a cycle are inextricably linked to each other, and each event will affect subsequent components of the cycle. But the causality in the cycle doesn't stop there. We can expect not only causality between events within a cycle, but also for cycles to influence other cycles. The economic cycle will affect corporate profit cycles and the earnings of listed companies, and in turn affect the attitudes of investors, causing fluctuations in the cycle in psychology. The psychological cycle of investors will lead to fluctuations in the capital market, and a government's decision will be determined by market fluctuations. The availability of credit will vary as a result. This will impact enterprises, the market, and the overall economy. The correlation between events in one cycle and the influence between different cycles makes cycle movements appear complex and random, which is also the third characteristic of a cycle. Cycle movements are not as predictable as regular mechanical movements, where simple formulas can be used to describe the trajectory. Although we know that all cyclical changes follow an up-down pattern and are likely to return to the mean, we can never fully predict when a cycle will reach its peak. It is impossible to predict how fast the rise and fall will be. So, although history repeats itself, the details will never be quite the same. You may be wondering by now, since cycle changes are so complicated and random, what is the point of studying and understanding them? Marx tells us that although we cannot accurately predict where the top and bottom of the cycle will lie, or when it will rise and fall, by studying the cycle, we can estimate the position of the current cycle and whether a rise or fall is more likely. And possessing this information can give us a distinct advantage when we invest. That concludes part 1. We now understand what the basic elements of a cycle are. We also know the three characteristics of a cycle. The first characteristic is that a cycle tends to return to the mean. The second is that there is a causal relationship between the events in a cycle and that one cycle will affect others in turn. The third is that cycles are complex and random. Today, we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Buki at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.
Ja, ist doch alles gut. Beruhig dich, geht ja bald weiter. Die neue Staffel Iswas Dog ist doch bereits in der Mache. Kleinen Augenblick Geduld noch und dann gibt's hier wieder Geschichten über gute und schlechte Hundstage und natürlich Tipps von unserer Expertin Melanie Lippisch für eine harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehung.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus. Jetzt bewerten, abonnieren und weiterempfehlen.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.